May 25. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Philippians 4:13. The Israelites had to cross the river Jordan and enter into the land of Canaan. They went across the river in the most unusual way. This shows us the way in which we can enter into and enjoy our inheritance in Jesus Christ. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth before you. Joshua 3:11. When the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant were to enter the Promised Land, first, God Himself was going before them to fight on their behalf. It was not by their own strength, power, or ability that they could cross the river or conquer the strong enemies who then occupied the land. The Ark was to remind them that the living and mighty God was Himself among them as their powerful captain. He would lead them and drive out the enemies before them, and they were not to depend on their own strength, ability, or weapons of war. As soon as the feet of the priests touched the water parted, and the people passed across on dry ground. The waters of Jordan speak of our sinful fleshy nature, which hinders us from possessing our inheritance. As long as we depend on our willpower and strength to overcome that nature, we will be defeated. It is only when the Lord Jesus Christ takes charge of our lives that we can enjoy victory. Paul the Apostle was one of the most highly qualified men of his time. He could also say that he was blameless as touching the righteous which was according to the law. Yet he did not depend on his human qualifications. Rather, he said that he had no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. He also said, "Not I, but Christ." The children of Israel had no scheme or plan of their own to cross the river, but they were fully obedient to the plan God had given them. Similarly, we should enthrone the Lord Jesus Christ as our heavenly King and be under His full subjection. Just as the water parted as soon as the feet of the priests touched it, we too will find the power of the Lord working on our behalf and leading us to victory. Day after day, we face many battles in our hearts because the enemy stirs us up with thoughts of hatred, enmity, jealousy, lust, impurity, greed, pride, etc. These desires, feelings, and thoughts cannot be conquered by our own willpower, knowledge, or cleverness. We have to say by faith, "Lord Jesus, I cannot conquer these sinful desires by myself. They are troubling me. You please conquer them on my behalf." Then alone can we enjoy His victory.